Hillsville area couple will share the story of their six-month virtually nonstop hike of the Appalachian Trail at the Hillsville Public Library this week. Joanne and Daryl Zier began their hike in Georgia on March 9th, 2005. They stopped 2,174 miles later in Maine.
You know, about the last month of the trip, I have always wanted to see the Grand Canyon. And I said, you know what? I don't want to walk to see the Grand Canyon. I think I'll just watch a video. I never want to walk anywhere ever again.
Joanne, who was 50, and Daryl, who was 56, only took 2 days off the trail as they hiked from March through September. They suffered injuries in virtually every kind of weather, from humid 90-degree temperatures to rude winter blasts. And the hike did not get off to the best of starts. Near the outset of their journey, Joanne sprained an ankle, but they kept moving forward.
When I sprained it, we were out on a narrow little hog's back, and there was absolutely no place to stop. So I kind of hobbled along and tied it up with my bandana as best I could, and had to go a couple miles before we got to a place, you know, that we could actually put a tent. Part of the way was really, really rough. So then my husband would carry his pack up the trail and set it down and come back and get mine. And, you know, just I was doing all I could just to get myself down the trail. And then about the last half mile or so, some other guys that were hiking faster and had passed us, one of them came back and got my pack and carried it in for me.
Also in Georgia, they encountered some terrible weather.
The temperature just plummeted, and it started to snow, and about 3 in the afternoon, it was just windy and snowing, and we were just exhausted. So we set up our tent by a fallen tree and tucked in for the night, and it got to 8 degrees that night, and everything we had was already soaked. Normally, we would use our backpacks under our legs for insulation from the ground, but that night that they were just so wet and soaked and nasty that we just left them outside. It was a long, scary night because the wind was blowing and just whipping the tent.
Joanne says her husband likes to take vacations in remote locations, but she wanted to do something more social. And even with the beautiful scenery, she says the people they met will be what she remembers most. The Zeers carried 6 to 10 days of food in backpacks weighing around 30 pounds. When they ran out of food, they'd hitchhike to nearby villages to restock. There's much more they plan to share at a special presentation at the Hillsville Public Library Wednesday night at 6 p.m.